Our first report this month examines the rise of veganism. Can eating an entirely plant-based diet save our planet? Or is the answer a little more complicated than that? We look at the issue in relation to three major problems facing our planet today: climate change, world hunger, and desertification.
Problem number one, climate change.
Anti-meat campaigners say that farm animals produce 18% of all greenhouse gases, as much as cars or electricity production, more than half of which is bovine in origin. Cows, in particular, produce large quantities of methane, which is said to be 25 times more problematic than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. But the numbers change depending on who does the calculation. This and many other shock statistics cited by the vegan lobby employ questionable methodology. More moderate estimates say animals only produce around 8% of greenhouse gases, compared to about 90% due to fossil fuels.
Solution. Most calculations are based on industrial farms, where animals are fed on cereals. But animals on traditional, pasture-based farms produce 70% less methane. And these grasslands play a vital role in capturing carbon from the atmosphere. So maybe the problem here isn't the animals, but how we treat them. Problem number two, feeding the world.
By 2050, there will be an estimated 10 billion people in the world. How can the planet feed them sustainably? Advocates of a vegan diet, no meat, dairy, or animal products, note that animals now occupy 80% of agricultural land, but produce only 18% of the calories we consume. So, if we stopped animal farming, they say, there will be more than enough land to grow plant-based food for those 10 billion people. But there is a problem with this argument. First, much of the land occupied by animals is not suitable for cultivation. Second, animals may only provide 18% of our calories, but meat, fish, dairy, and eggs account for 38% of the world's protein at present.
Solution. There is general consensus that a meat-rich diet is unsustainable for 10 billion people, and that the developed world should eat less meat, if only for health reasons. Most studies conclude that the best diet would be vegetarian, including eggs and dairy, or flexitarian, including a small amount of meat. Problem number three, desertification.
Agriculture based only on plants has a major problem. Intensively cultivated land is microbially dead and so requires chemical fertilizers. Traditional farmers rotate their fields between cereals and animal pasture to restore fertility to their soil. A kilo of beef equates to 40 kilos of rich cow manure dropped on the land. Indeed, long-term studies in desertified regions have shown how large herds of animals, well managed, can turn semi-arid desert into green, fertile pasture. As a result, some experts believe that instead of reducing the number of grazing animals, we should recreate a prehistoric situation where giant nomadic herds of herbivores were in constant motion. This could restore the 38% of our land that is now desertifying. Moreover, it is said that these new grasslands could capture enough carbon to help return our atmosphere to pre-industrial levels.
Solution. The real problem here is the industrialization of our farming methods. A sustainable future, therefore, is one that respects the Earth's natural cycles and those of other creatures. Only then can we decide how best to feed ourselves.